Welcome to the Project Mom Podcast. I'm your host, Emily Gorey, mom of a sweet baby girl and an ever-evolving entrepreneur. On this show, we will explore the intersection of motherhood and entrepreneurship. We will share stories of moms just like you and me with the goal of fostering community and comfort in knowing that we are not alone in our experiences. Please take a moment to subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen to ensure you get all the updated episodes and releases. Welcome to today's episode of the Project Mom Podcast. Today I'm chatting with Angela Mashuli. She is a business coach for moms who are looking to kickstart and grow their businesses, all while mastering the art of balancing motherhood and life with grace. Angela is also the host of the Good Enough Mompreneur podcast. So Angela, welcome. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Oh, thank you, Emily. I'm so delighted to be here. It's therapy for me to have the podcast, but also to share time and have conversations with moms who are also entrepreneurs and get it. It's like we're just like bees in a hive.
Yes.
So yes,
I love that. Mm-hmm. Of course. I love that you shared that because it's so true. It's like so therapeutic to share our journeys and share our experiences and to make these connections. I mean, without these connections, where are we? We can't thrive. So I am thrilled that you're here and that you're excited to be having these conversations. And I want to start with your journey. So I know your kids are a little bit older, but talk to us a little bit about organically how your current role, right, really as a business coach became kind of more organically your mission, your, you know, energy out of something that, you know, kind of wasn't, you know, you started as like, I think a travel agent or something like that, or you had a travel business. And I want to hear a little bit about how this business organically came about and where motherhood played a role for you in that.
Yeah. Thank you for that question. And I love sharing these stories myself. I mean, I just think they're so life-giving and then help people see how they can create their own story. I've been an entrepreneur for almost a decade, and really my entrepreneurial journey was born out of necessity because I was a military spouse. Military spouses have a very high unemployment rate. They are often not looked at as great hires because they potentially move or have a diversity of experience, or, you know, they have a lot of burdens to carry. I mean, as I did, I had a family member I was taking care of at one point. I had little children, and there were often times where I was a single parent. So I really needed to have an employer that gave me flexibility, you know? And I think without directly saying that, you know, people, when I would go to be hired for a job and they would be like, oh, why did you just move here? And I would say, why? Immediately they would connect the dots and I wouldn't get a job offer or whatever. Even though, you know, I had great experience and, you know, I had a legal career for more than two decades and I still do some consulting in that area. One of the highest trained legal professionals in what I did in the country, but still people would just be like, we don't know how long you're going to be here. And I just wasn't willing to make that trade-off with my children. I wanted to be there. I didn't want to hire a nanny or a babysitter. So I was like, I have to make this work. I have to be able to share my gifts. I have to be able to earn an income to empower myself. And, you know, I need to figure this out. So it was born out of necessity. I think that's why I'm so passionate about, like, especially moms with very young children who are trying to have to make that decision. Do I want to return back to work or not? And I don't think that we should have to make that trade-off. at all. I mean, we can create the work environment that works for us. And I just really love empowering moms to do that. So, my husband did retire from the military. And, you know, the funny thing is even though I was settled, once again, it was like, oh, you have this diversity of experience. We really don't know where you fit with our organization. One of my dream employers wanted to hire me. I was in the process for 6 months. Finalist, didn't get hired. And I was really sick and tired of waiting for people to give me an opportunity. So tired of it. So I'm just like, I'm going to create my own opportunities. Forget it. I still continued working in the legal field, but there was a point too where I missed traveling as a military family, because that's a large part of the experience for a lot of military families. And I really discounted my expertise in that area and didn't really take it seriously. And I had friends who were like, you need to do this, because everybody came to me for it. I took it for granted how easy it was for me and what I knew. And we do that so often as moms and women. We just take for granted what we know and we don't give it credit. We don't add it to our self-worth bucket.
Right.
I decided, I took a vacation and it was transformative for my life. And I was like, I want other people to experience this and I want to help them do it. So yeah, I still do have a travel agency and I do selectively work with families and couples and groups and whatnot to take amazing vacations. And it's so cool. And my family does it too. I'm just a multi-passionate entrepreneur that just tries not to put limits on myself and what's possible. And so out of the travel agency, people were like, Angela, who the heck do you think you are? And some people might not have said that exactly.
Sure.
But that was kind of their, like, for real, like, who do you think you are? Like, just starting a business and just like, what? And that's when I realized that there was really the space that needed to be filled on helping people see that this was possible for themselves, especially moms. And, you know, and there are all, of course, all these other phases of business, but I think that the momentum to just get started is probably one of the toughest things.
Yes.
It's so crazy. I won a scholarship from Kathy Heller to learn how to podcast. I don't know if you know who Kathy Heller is.
Yeah, amazing.
So I wanted to learn how to podcast for my travel business. But there was like this group coaching session where somebody started talking about how people get stuck and not feeling good enough. Mm. And that is exactly how I felt in just starting a podcast. And I'm like, I have kept people alive. I've run my family while my husband's gone.
Right.
I've given birth. I've done all of these things. Yet here I am feeling like I have no right to be doing this.
Yes.
And like, what the heck is this about? And I heard other people talk about it. I'm like, why is nobody talking about this?
Absolutely.
This is insanity. Like,
absolutely.
Why is this happening? So I swear, and to this day, you know, most of my passion goes into this accidental podcast that I started because I get so much feedback. I get so much response from people like, yes, thank you, you know, or just want to share their stories. I have had such incredible women reach out to me, to just badass women who are like, Do you think you'd want to share my story? I'm like, oh my gosh, yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
And so I have now found this other passion that, you know, bigger picture of helping moms start and grow their businesses. Like,
yeah.
whether it's from the momentum of just starting it to, you know, finding that rut maybe where they had the momentum to start it, but now they're just kind of like not knowing where to go next, or just need that accountability or
confidence
or whatever. And yeah, I mean, there's so many phases of business that, you know, it just runs the gamut. And, you know, I've almost interviewed, we're almost at 100 episodes at this point recorded. And so I can take my experience, I can take all of the wisdom from all of these interviews, and then, you know, kind of meld it together and just try to help moms, you know, live their lives on, you know, a new level, but also don't have to make a trade-off. Actually be better parents, feel more fulfilled, happier, so they can then serve their families.
Yes. It's so incredible. I think I wrote down a couple of things that I want to highlight, because I love the, first off, the evolution, right? Of the journey that you took from, you know, having your legal career, you know, becoming a military spouse, this, you know, almost like evolution internally too, of like getting to a point where, like, you know, you were empowering yourself, giving yourself opportunities, you know, finding ways to give yourself income, right, for internal fulfillment. You know, you mentioned there's a part of you that at some point was, you know, kind of sick of waiting for other people to give you these opportunities, right? So you created them for yourself. You were discounting your expertise at one point, right? It's like, and these resonate so strongly, because I think when we go to start a business or we become moms for the first time, right, we don't know what we don't know. And I think sometimes we fall into this rut almost of externally looking for guidance to, am I doing this correctly? Am I keeping this newborn baby alive correctly? Is this the right path? Am I doing all the quote unquote right things to launch this business, get it off the ground? And there's a lot of mindset work that goes into being able to do this. And I so appreciate kind of you sharing your evolution, because I think it also reminds us to trust that everything we're experiencing is meant to bring something to the table for us. It's adding to our self-worth bucket. It's not, you know, because it seemingly is all over the place, doesn't mean it's not valuable, right? These are all experiences that we are taking in and internalizing and being able to, in turn, then give back to other groups of people, clients, communities, whatever kind of looks most honoring for us, but we can then give back, and it's all so valuable. So I want to talk a little bit about mindset with you. And that can either be from your personal experience or kind of situations that you've had with, you know, clients that you've had or, you know, people from your podcast. I wonder, you know, from your experience, you know, how important has mindset been, and what are like some examples maybe that you can give us where you've had to maybe take a pause and reframe how you've looked at something? Kind of how did that help you get to a more honoring place for yourself?
Yeah. And that is, I am fascinated by the opportunity to experience what many call a spiritual awakening in becoming an entrepreneur. And it was months after this started that I realized this is exactly what happened to me, because I knew I had worked so hard and I knew I had a lot to give, and I knew there had to be more. I just didn't know how to access it. And I knew I had to stop waiting for other people. So I had to tap into, how do I figure this out? And literally, and it started with a very dramatic event. My husband lost his job unexpectedly. And I was like, this is it. Forget it. You know, nobody's giving me the opportunities I want. My husband is brilliant, has served in the military for 20 years. This is BS. We have been sold a lie. And so I was on this pursuit, and I love this idea of, if you are dissatisfied with anything in your life, really the approach I think that you should take is to kind of analyze, what is it about myself that has led to the reality I'm living in right now? And taking radical responsibility for that.
Yeah, I love that.
And giving yourself a lot of grace, because it doesn't matter how it happened. And for me, it really uncovered, I'm a recovering people pleaser. I am a recovering overachiever. I had no idea that in becoming an entrepreneur, I did not realize that I was a CPTSD survivor. I had a lot of childhood trauma and had a lot of coping mechanisms that helped me get through that situation that didn't serve me as an adult. So I love delving into the mindset and the control, learning and teaching people the control that we have over our own reality and experience, and transitioning from a victim to in blaming to taking responsibility and finding out what action we can take and what we have control over ourselves, you know? And that is so empowering. It is just probably understanding that how our brain works too. It's like that most of the time it lies to us. So I think that that is a fundamental part of becoming a thriving business owner, quite honestly, because you're going to run into all of these things that are your brain's trying to keep you safe, and you're trying to accomplish all of these things you've never done before. So your brain is going to lie to you all of the time. Yeah. You know, it thinks that you are fighting a woolly mammoth, but you're just trying to do an Instagram live. Right. It doesn't know the difference. Right. And I really love getting into the psychology that is particularly challenging for online business owners, which are most of the people that I work with, because that creates a lot of mind drama. You have to really get out of your own way in that situation. And it's something you just have to continually work on. So for me, you know, I think it's John Maxwell has a statement that's or a concept called the leadership lid, where as a small, medium sized business owner, your business is only going to grow to the extent that you do. So the extent to which you make personal development your focus and your priority, that is the degree to which your business will grow and thrive.
Yes.
So, I mean, in 2019, I just started this journey literally walking and listening to podcasts and dreaming of one day that I would have a podcast.
Yeah.
Not necessarily one that it is now, but I was like, you know, I want to do this. This is so powerful. And I have so much to say, but I didn't have confidence that I had to literally find my voice.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I had been in a career that benefited from me being small and not, you know, I mean, law firms don't benefit from their professionals being independently minded. Like, you're as good as your last mistake. Don't go anywhere else. Nobody's going to want to hire you.
Right.
You know, I mean, all of the things that most industries want to do to keep good employees and keep them small. I had to unlearn all of those limitations. I had to unlearn all of the limitations of my childhood and all of the, you know, experiences in my life and thought patterns that no longer serve
me.
So it was a very long-winded response.
I really appreciate that, because I don't think enough of our growth is really like looked at in terms of like personal growth. Like, our business growth isn't usually looked at in terms of how we grow personally. And I really appreciate that, because I think there's a lot of effort put towards, well, if I just do the right things in business, or I do the right marketing plan, or I hire the right person to get me sales or whatever. But if we're not able to tap into kind of the values that we have, or the limiting beliefs that we have, or recognizing, and I am releasing in just a couple of weeks, it will be out prior to this episode, on the stories we tell ourselves, right? So just how much our mind plays tricks on us, and what we see in our minds, or what our minds are telling us, are not necessarily truth or reality. And it's just perceived based on all the experiences that we've had thus far in our lives. So I so appreciate you calling that out. And I want to talk a little bit about it. I'm hoping you can give us some guidance. And for those of us who are listening, who are like, okay, okay, now I have to look at myself. I have to look at, maybe I do have some, you know, trauma from my childhood, or maybe I'm, you know, have some limiting beliefs that are preventing me from this growth, and it's keeping me in this rut. Like, where do you recommend that these people start? I mean, is it, you know, do you have podcasts you recommend? Is it, you know, trying to find a therapist? Yeah. Like, how do we start dipping our toes in the water of personal development?
Right. Yeah. And I'm realizing that maybe I didn't have, give you some examples on the way that I shifted my mindset, you know, and I think, so there are two ways I want to approach. So for me, I no longer look at maybe the lack of growth that I want as a result of somebody not returning a phone call or an email or something. It is on me. Did I show up the way that I needed to show up to get the results that I want? So that is an example of, you know, the way that I might have looked at a situation in the past as to now. And I'm actually having a trauma specialist on the podcast. And she's the host of Mending Trauma. Her name is Dr. Hoyt. And so things that we can be aware of, or where we should start, is just awareness and curiosity. I think those two things are very key. Like, I think being present, just trying to be present and observe yourself and others as you go about your day, as you interact with clients, as you're trying to achieve things in your business, build a team, whatnot. It is, it takes a lot of work. But I think, you know, one thing that I have continued to start really working on too, and have people on the podcast for, is really getting home to ourselves and our intuition. Because like you said, we consistently think, oh, if I just get this coach, or I take that course, or I do this thing, and then things are going to magically turn around. But really, what our goal every day should be is more expansion in how we look and perceive things consciously, opposed to unconsciously. Because, you know, we all tend to, unless you are very blessed to have a parent in your life that might be more spiritually minded, we tend to live a large part of our life unconsciously until an event happens, or there's a pain point that makes us change. Just like in 2019, I was just like, this is it.
Yeah.
This is just not, you know, subconsciously, you know, agreed that if I did all the things, if I checked all the boxes in life, that it was going to like happen for me. I was going to be happy. You know, I had the family, I had the education, I had, you know, I even had a good job, but I still was not fulfilled. I didn't feel satisfied. I was always waiting for the other shoe to drop. And it was because I hadn't done the inner work that I needed to do to pursue my purpose and find that fulfillment, which, you know, it's for me and so many of my guests, starting a business is that fulfillment. It is that self-care. People have all these excuses why you shouldn't start a business. I have kids. I don't have time. I don't have money, blah, blah, blah. But if you start a business with impact in that you are sharing your gifts, that is like the greatest self-care that you can ever give yourself.
Yeah. Yes. I love that. I think you said it too, right? There's like all these reasons why we shouldn't do certain things, or we think, you know, mm-hmm. we are stuck in this career path perhaps, right? That we, you know, chose for ourselves and it's too late now. And, you know, we shouldn't, you know, there's no safety in starting a business, or, you know, and I would argue there's no safety in being an employee either, right? Your husband experienced that in 2019, right? So, you know, I think there's a lot of these false narratives on what is safe for us to do. And I think a lot of us get stuck in just staying where we are because of this unknown of what might happen or what's to come. And I really applaud the folks who are able to sit here and say something just isn't fulfilling. This just isn't working. Because I think right there is step one. You're aware, right? Of that something is not fulfilling you, and that this there, perhaps there's that something more, right? You said it. You're like, I don't know exactly what that more is, but I know that there's got to be something better than this. Yeah. And I really,
right.
Yeah. And I applaud people for that, because that's the first step of this awareness piece of thinking we can do something differently.
Mm-hmm. And just to add to what you said is we co-sign kind of this concept of safety and being an employee. And I think as parents, men and, you know, dads and moms both do it, this idea that we want the safest thing for our family. And so as parents, we're even more prone to kind of fall into that trap and not answer our calling and not pursue our goals and put it off, delay happiness. We talk about happiness, you know, like I never knew I could be in control of my happiness. I thought before, I mean, all the things that have happened to me as a result of becoming an entrepreneur, I thought like happiness was something that happened to you. Like not something you curated. Like you go on a trip, you're happy. That happens to you. It's not sure. something you can cultivate. And yeah.
I mean, it is wild when you think about it that way, right? It's like, mm-hmm. How are you approaching your ultimate goals, right? Are you just along for the ride? Are we being, you know, floating down the lazy river, hoping that we'll, you know, get snagged on something that gives us happiness? Or are we able to actually mm-hmm. curate that for ourselves? And I love, and maybe we can talk a little bit about the travel agency for you at the time and when that started, and mm-hmm. kind of how, you know, you were able to use that for, you know, kind of curating happiness for other families, for yourself and your family, but also like internally, right? Giving yourself some of that flexibility to build this business for yourself. And, you know, mm-hmm. let's maybe talk about, you mentioned it in the beginning as you're sharing your journey, like you almost discredited those skills that you had because of just how easy it is.
Not almost.
Yeah, you did, right? You did discredit those skills, right? Hmm. Because of just how easy it is. So maybe talk to us a little bit about like overcoming and kind of gaining more confidence in yourself to actually, and maybe the awareness it took to recognize those skills have value.
Yeah. Well, it, you know, it's so funny because I honestly was so desperate for happiness that I really didn't, it was kind of like, let's see how it goes. And I gave myself permission to be a beginner, which even like people I'd worked with in the legal industry were like, wow, like you're going to start all over again. And I'm like, I thought that was a really interesting comment. Like we don't give ourselves permission to be beginners. And we beat ourselves up. Like I was recently, I'm working on teaching my daughter how to drive. And I'm like, she's not beating herself up for hitting the curb or, you know, whatnot. She's never done it before, but we constantly do that to ourselves. Like we think, oh, well, we're adults, so we should know how to do this. Or I had somebody say something to me that they were surprised as a mom that they could learn something new. Mm. Isn't that horrible? Yeah. Like, yeah. I mean, we all have these different thoughts, but I took a lot of my planning and my experience from the legal industry, because I don't think people understand all the legal things you need to keep in mind, like terms and conditions and cancellations and making sure what's included in a trip and calendaring due dates. And those were all things that I had done in the legal industry. And it was so rewarding because in the legal industry, I do all of this stuff that other people kind of sign their name to.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
But, you know, in the travel business, you know, people leave me a review is for me, their interaction with me personally. And so, it's so rewarding to take somebody from being overwhelmed and not knowing how to figure out, because people don't know what they don't know. And they think with the proliferation of information, I can just book my trip myself. I don't even know why you exist. And it's like, oh, well, did you know that they send me special information and special deals? And I have a special phone number I call, so I'm not on the phone for 3 hours. Or maybe I can be on the phone for 3 hours for 10 clients instead of you taking hours of time out of your day. And, you know, I'm in the know, like this is my thing. And so we have to get to this place where we value the information that we have and the abilities that we have, because there is so much proliferation of information in any industry that really that is a huge value to save somebody time, and nobody has time anymore.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Well, I mean, so to be able to help somebody decide on where they want to go and where they want to stay, and then what do they want to do? And then they love it when big families come to me. They don't have to be in the middle of like planning all of these people or a big group.
Yes.
They don't want to be in the middle of that.
Right.
So I'm the one who's sending 20 emails and like, do you want this or do you want that? Right. Do you want this cabin, this payment too, whatever. So, it's really been an exercise in helping me understand my own worth, because I even discounted my abilities in the legal industry as well. Mm. So I tripled my income. I don't really like to talk about dollars. Whoa, I make six figures, blah, blah, blah. I really hope that we get to this point where we talk about our fulfillment and happiness. I wish we could quantify that in some way. And that should be our goal, instead of people being like, how to make six figures in 6 months or whatever. Like, how happy are you?
Right.
How much do you value yourself? How much do you own who you are and what do you know? And how can you translate that to somebody else?
Yes. I love that.
You know, you have that.
Yeah.
You have that and you are rich.
Yes. I mean, and right. I'm sure you can probably attest to this as well, right? As you start to have that internal self-worth and that value of yourself, it translates, right? You're able to then show up the way that you want to show up with your clients. You attract people who want to leverage your services because they see how much you bring to the table. And ultimately that then becomes dollar signs.
Right. Right. And that's what people don't understand. They live in this kind of area of scarcity where they don't understand that you can actually become a magnet for who you want to attract. You just have to shift your identity to who that is, because they have to be able to connect and relate to you. So if you're coming to your business with, you know, language and just something that is not going to attract a higher ticket client, then that's, and it's all about what you think you're worth and how much you're willing to receive. Like, if you have negative money stories in your head, forget it. Forget it. I've had a money expert on the podcast. I mean, it was just mind-blowing. Here's like one tip. If somebody wants to, and I have like goosebumps right now, she gave me this mind-blowing tip.
I love it.
If you want to receive more money and abundance in your life, one of the things that you have to start doing is use the gifts you're given. Uh-huh. How many of us have gifts that we put in the closet, or we're like, oh no, you pay too much for that, blah, blah, blah. How you do one thing is how you do all things.
I love it.
And you think about it.
Yes.
I'm like, okay, I'm going to go use the fondue pot my husband bought me 20 years ago.
Right. And I think it also can relate to, like, you know, and I think every situation is unique, right? And you should take kind of your own situation and evaluate it. But I think it also comes down to, like, spend money to make money, like support yourself, right? You are given gifts in that regard. Like, I think about, you know, what we've been able to receive thus far, right? Financially, mm-hmm. from clients, mm-hmm. can mm-hmm. we, you know, obviously with, you know, our livelihoods in mind, you know, I don't recommend we go like spending it all on, you know, one thing, but it's like, can we support ourselves as a mom and an entrepreneur by hiring help or outside, you know, outsourcing some things, you know, to the outside and finding maybe it's a coach to support us with these limiting beliefs of, you know, being able to, you know, use the gift of finances that we have at our disposal now. Obviously, each situation is different, but, you know, can we use some of that to support our growth and then receive and know that we're worthy of more coming in? I love that tip though. Mm-hmm. It gave me goosebumps too.
Yeah, no. And here's the amazing thing too, is once you start working on, I can do this, I am worthy, I have a lot of value.
Yeah.
You start to trust yourself to do what you mentioned. Start, you know, one of the hardest things for me to do was hire a VA, and she's amazing. Yeah. And I regret not doing it months and months ago. Sure. And, you know, it's like, what the heck? And every level will bring new resistance and new things that you have to work through. But it's really amazing. And I think that becoming an entrepreneur really, truly is, should you accept the challenge, one of the greatest personal development opportunities you'll ever encounter.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. I mean, I think when we put ourselves out there and we do something that scares us or that brings up different emotions or feelings, I mean, that is where the growth happens, right? Like, that is where we start to see these shifts and these changes. And I always say too, and I have said this a million times, probably if we were to count them across all of these episodes, like, action leads to clarity, right? So if we can just start trying to take some action and put ourselves out there, ultimately we'll get to a place where we get clearer on maybe what's holding us back or these limiting beliefs or what really matters to us. And I think there's just something to be said about starting. And I want to talk just a little bit about that. And you had said earlier, kind of in this dialogue just now, right? It surprised you when someone said to you, oh, you're starting over. Like, you're just going to start again. Like, and we don't give ourselves this permission to be beginners. And there's a lot of shame that comes with that sometimes. Mm-hmm. And I want to talk a little bit about kind of how we support ourselves in trying something new. Like, how do we make that leap? Like, what is your maybe one takeaway or piece of advice for somebody who's like, I have all these opinions swirling around me. I'm recognizing maybe some shame or some fear that this path that I've created for myself thus far isn't working. I want to try something new. What are people going to think? Like, what do we do? How do we make that leap and just make that choice for ourselves?
Right. Well, I think I can think of four things. One thing you need to know is that from about the age of 7 or so, you are running a program that you have adopted from those experiences. Mm. And you're running that same tape and you're picking up things along the way. And until you purposely change that story in your mind, it's going to remain the same.
Yeah.
Number two, how often do you say things negative to yourself that you wouldn't even say to a friend or a loved one? Mm. How many times? We are incredibly terrible to ourselves.
Yes.
Like, we beat ourselves up on a level that if somebody could hear what we were saying, they would just be appalled. So here's what you do. You say the negative thing you're telling yourself out loud.
Mm.
Because once you start hearing yourself say it out loud, you're like, holy crap, that's not true.
Right. Or how mean.
You know, right. Like, you have to learn and make it, like, you have to make your mental tenacity as important as, like, your physical fitness or your business acumen, or, like, we have not prioritized that in our society. And I hope that, you know, becomes more of a priority. So you have to make that a priority. You have to cultivate it. Like, if you plant weeds, you're going to get weeds.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're constantly planting negative thoughts, nothing is going to change in your life. So you have to take responsibility. Nobody's going to come rescue you.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to come up to you and go, you know what? You're really treating yourself terribly. Stop.
Right.
Because nobody knows.
Right.
We do it in silence for the most part. So those are first two things. Three, like, you have to look for evidence that what you want to achieve is possible.
Mm.
Like, whatever you want to do, you have to find somebody who's doing it, because success leaves clues. There's evidence of what they're doing and that is successful.
Mm-hmm.
So what, you know, we focus on expands. Like, have you ever, like, been interested in buying a new car and then suddenly you see everybody driving it?
Yes.
That same car.
Yeah.
So that is proof that whatever you begin to focus on expands in your mind. So if you want to live in the doldrums, if you want to live the life that, you know, is just not fulfilling, then continue to focus on the negative things. You know, people tell me all that they can't do. And I say, okay, so now let's talk about what you can do. So we are way more acquainted with our shortcomings than things that we can do. So make sure that you're very aware of that. And then, you know, you have to be willing to take messy action. Like, you know, perfectionism is a trauma response, 95% out of 100. And then connected with that perfectionism is worrying about what other people are going to think. And one of the most mind-blowing things that I learned on my journey when it comes to worrying about what other people think is that it's none of your business. It's none of your business what other people think of you, because it is a mirror of their experience.
Yes.
It has nothing to do with you.
Yeah.
So who cares what they think? The people who don't like you are probably never going to like you anyway.
Right.
Everybody's got they have their own journey. It's their problem.
Right.
You know, as long as you're not doing something to harm them, you know, I'm not advocating, do whatever you want. Who cares? But, you know,
yes. You
know what I mean? Within reason, if you're wanting to launch a new product and you don't do a live because you're worried about what other people say, who cares? Give yourself permission to do it badly. Who cares? You've never done it before. Why should you be great at it? You know, I will never change my podcast trailer or the first episodes. I don't care because it's a reminder of where I started. Like hours, like in the floor, sweating bullets.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, the nerves.
It's horrible. Yeah. It is horrible.
Yeah.
Like you think, oh, I'm just talking in a microphone. Oh no, it's horrible.
but
you have to do it.
Yes. Yes. And until you start doing it, right, you're not going to get the practice, right? It's like the example you gave with your daughter and learning to drive, right? It's like we're not going to get better just by like playing it over and over again in our minds. Like we actually have to do it out loud.
Then also, like, get somebody to help you.
Mm.
We don't go try to drive by ourselves.
Right.
We don't go try to learn how to walk as toddlers by ourselves. We don't try to swim by ourselves. We don't, you know, but for some reason, as an adult, it's so interesting to me that we expect we should know it. Like, I can watch some YouTube videos. I'll be fine. Maybe you can figure it out, but it will take you much more time. And there is, you know, and when you become an entrepreneur, especially, there's so much more you want to accomplish. There's so much more you want to do. And time, it really changes your relationship with time.
Yes.
In addition to parenthood, parenthood really changes your relationship with time. You're always on borrowed time. So, I mean, it's just, you know, give yourself some grace, like ease up on the criticism. And, you know, look for mentors, look for help, look, you know.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. And I think there's so much to be said for giving yourself the support you need to, like, remind yourself just how valuable your gifts are and what you bring to the table. I mean, there are people out there who will be and want to be our biggest cheerleaders, and we don't have to do it on our own. And so I love that reminder. And I want to talk a little really briefly before we wrap up. You just mentioned it here, right? This kind of relationship with time and time management. And you also mentioned, kind of as we were prepping for this, energy management. And I think when we become business owners and we become new moms, and a lot of those listening are women who are in this newer mom phase. So we have young kids under 5 or who are very needy, so to speak, right? They are learning all these new things for the first time. And we are the guide for them, right? As they're, you know, learning this world. So I want to talk a little bit about kind of how we manage this borrowed time and kind of tips that you have to kind of give ourselves permission to be present moms, be present business owners, and how do we ultimately manage our energies between the two? I mean, I know when we, you know, for me personally, when I start something new, I get really excited and I just want to like go full force into it. And I, you know, can get lost in hours that I don't have in something. So how do we manage these facets of energy and time between motherhood and individual business goals and personal development? Like, how do we manage all of that?
Yeah, well, I have a couple tips, and I'll give you a link to a time audit. You have to do a time audit. And especially with kids, you have to be aware of where you're spending your time. And I love how you mentioned energy in connection with that, because we think our time is our most precious resource, but it's really our energy. Because how do we feel when we're doing certain things? And that really is a clue to us that we need to make a change. And one of the other important things is that we need to know that our brains are predisposed to think that the more complicated something is, the better it is. The more difficult it is, the better it is. It's just, we're neurologically wired that way. So one, we have to get rid of the limiting belief that things have to be complicated and hard. They do not. Actually, when they're complicated and hard, that's when you know you need to make a change. And I love to tell the story about how during the pandemic, we have a Costco. My daughter is like this chocolate milk that I can only get at Costco that's a half hour away. Oh, gosh. So here I'm thinking, mm-hmm. I have to drive a half hour there, drive a half hour back, walk around Costco, spend way more than I want to probably. Yeah. I don't want to go. So my daughter is like, Mom, just Instacart it. And I'm like, no, I can do it myself. It's fine.
Yeah.
Yep. And one day I didn't have any other choice. I'm like, okay, I'm just going to give this Insta whatever a try. Life changing. I mean, mm-hmm. I rarely go to Costco anymore. So not only have I saved, I love every time I use the app, it tells me how much time I've saved over the use of the app, but I've probably saved thousands. But I've also probably, you know, gotten several days of my life back. And I don't particularly like to shop. You know, it drains me. So add all of those things together, and it was a siren that I needed to do things differently. And I did, and I love it. So audit your time. In addition to auditing your time, how are you feeling when you're doing certain tasks? If you are, one of your tasks is making baby food, for instance, maybe you need to order it from some organic baby food place and not work on, you know, giving yourself this hard task that drains your energy. Maybe you hate it. Maybe it's even during cooking, how do you feel when you cook? Do you feel overwhelmed that this is always your job and always your responsibility and you always have to figure it out? Because that's how I feel about food sometimes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's always on me. Like, Mom, what are we, they don't ask Dad what we're having for dinner.
Right.
They ask me.
Right.
So, you know, it's like, okay, maybe HelloFresh is an option. Maybe sitting down and going over the menu is an option. Like, find, like, don't whatever we, you know, allow persists. Like, it's not going to get any better until we change it. So once you audit your time and you understand, okay, this is draining me, we need to find a better way, then proactively work on that. And then the thing is that if it doesn't go the way you want it to, just, gosh, again, give yourself grace. Like, I had this, like, amazing, especially as moms, this amazing guest on my podcast, Sarah Greener, who is a coach, and she told the story about how she was running several businesses, working 60 to 80 hours a week, trying to do it all. Like, you can't run a business and be a mom in the same way as before you ran a business. So she was still trying to do all of the housework, cleaning, blah, 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 and really had set expectations for who she wanted to be as a mom that didn't align with her daughter's expectations. So also, as you're trying to manage it all, make sure you're incorporating the right expectations. Like, are you incorporating society's expectations, your parents' expectations, your friends', your sister's expectations? Like, who are you doing this for? Like, get clear on that. And how are you feeling? What's your energy like? And then you have to take care of yourself. Not last.
Right.
We're not somewhere in the middle.
Right.
We're last.
Right. Yes, usually.
Mm-hmm. You cannot serve other people from an empty cup. You just can't.
Right.
If you continue to try to do that, and I think so many new entrepreneurs do, I've done that, you're going to hit a place.
Absolutely.
Not a good place.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you're just going to have to shut it down and go, okay, why am I doing this and where do I want to be and how do I get there? And, you know, I had to do that several times, and I think it really changes, especially with kids. They're in a new developmental stage. Their naps change, their grades change, their school times change. It's summer, it's winter break. It's, you're constantly on this like evolving schedule. And that can really work with you if you, you know, approach it as like an opportunity to constantly try to be better.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that. I think also too, like when you had shared, right? Like how can we take some things off our plate that aren't giving us the energy we want to feel? I think the big piece to that too is what do you backfill then? What goes into that time is so important. So you've gotten all these hours back in your day, being conscious of what we're filling in with, right? Is it more tasks that don't bring us joy? Is it tasks that are expected of us elsewhere? Or are we actually able to take that time that we've given ourselves and put ourselves first to be the mom we want to be and be more present? Is it to do the parts in our business that bring us joy? Is it to read a book or take a nap because physically we are exhausted? And I think that's a big part of it too, is like just making sure that we are filling in with things that align with our values versus what is expected of us also.
Yeah. And I think it's really important too. I am somebody who is very much affected by my surroundings and clutter.
Mm.
And I also think it's very important to declutter your physical environment, but also your calendar, the people you hang out with.
Yes.
It's not just about your schedule. Who are you? Yeah. What are you agreeing to? What are you co-signing consciously or subconsciously that is absolutely draining you? So you have to look at all aspects of your life. You really do. Because, I mean, one of my points is like last summer, my husband was like, "Are you okay?" And I was like, "No."
No, I'm not.
And it was, my daughters were on this, you know, they had some activities and some people we needed to cut out. So we did that. And the result was really amazing.
Mm. Yes. So. I love that. I love that. Yeah. I always say to my husband,
you can't be afraid to do that.
You can't. And my husband's so social and he's like all over the place. Like he wants to like see people like all the time. And I'm like, wait, my energy, I need to protect it. Like these three people can come around at any time. You can invite them over without asking me. Doesn't matter. They are welcome anytime. And then there's this list of people where I'm like, you really need to run it by me because it really depends on what else I have going on that week. And you start to recognize that, yeah, it's about what is around you also that's draining you. And there's, you know, people are a big part of that because they bring their own stories, their own perceptions and their expectations to the table as well. And it's a lot. So I really appreciate that reminder too, right? It's like, who are you surrounding yourself with?
Right. And then another one of the mind-blowing things I learned on my journey is when somebody said, you don't owe anybody anything. You really don't, outside of your immediate family. And we constantly act like we do. Like we give away our energy. And trust me, those energy vampires, they can seek out those people who will give it away freely from miles away.
Oh, yeah.
They're yeah. Like, yes.
Yep.
I found
That's
another
my person.
One.
Yep. Totally. It's ultimately the permission we give ourselves, right? To remember that we are worthy of our values, that we are worthy of our boundaries, that we are worthy of our safe containers and our energy and our, you know, desires. And that, you know, we don't owe anybody anything, no explanation, no time, no, I don't even know what else at this moment, but except our immediate families who are ultimately, you know, who we're doing this for. I mean, they are why we are contemplating making choices and changes and how do we be present. And I just think that reminder is so beautiful. And just, we all need to put it as a sticky note on our mirrors every single day.
Yeah.
You don't owe anybody anything today.
You don't.
Yep.
No, I mean, And really, you know, as what the kind of idea that started the show is that just being you is good enough. Like, you don't have to do all the extra things. You just the way you are is good enough. And the number one thing that you can do for yourself and your business is to really get to know who you are. And as mothers, we have so many distractions that take us away from that. And just becoming a mom changes our identity. And, you know, and that's fine, but we can't lose ourselves in the shuffle because they're going to grow up.
And then who are we?
And do their own thing. Right. Exactly. And, you know, yeah.
I mean, that is such a beautiful reminder too. And I think if we can remember that as individuals, we are absolutely worthy of being here and still having joys just for ourselves outside of motherhood, outside of being a business owner. Like, we can make different choices at any time. It really is empowering to kind of think about life that way. So I want to give you a quick moment as we wrap this up, just to give us a brief rundown of where our listeners can find you. How can they engage with you? How can they start a conversation with you? If that is in their hearts.
Yeah, you can find me at mombusinesscoach.com. You can go there and check out the podcast. You can see what we're up to whenever you hear this episode. And you'll see all the social links there. And then there'll be a link to a time audit that I'll give you where people can go and check that out. So I think what I'll make it mombusinesscoach.com/time audit.
That's perfect. I'll keep it simple. Yeah.
Yeah. So, but yeah, it's been a pleasure talking with you. It just fills my bucket. I think it's so incredible. We live in this time where we can connect virtually.
Yes.
It's just amazing. And, you know, we should do all of the inner work to get out of our way so we can make more connections and share what we're doing and what we're meant to be here to do.
Yep, absolutely. And Angela, this was incredible. I am so grateful that you took the time and shared this with me and with us today. I think there's so much that I learned. So I am grateful, and we will make sure to link all of those in the show notes so people know where to access you and can engage.
Yeah, it was wonderful, Emily. Thank you.
Thanks so much for listening to today's episode. If you liked what you heard, please help us out and leave a review wherever you listen, and consider sharing with your friends. If you're interested in learning a bit more about the project or want to share your story, please visit our website linked in our show notes below.